American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Vice President Kamala Harris has conceded the election. She told a crowd at Howard University that the outcome was not what they wanted, but she thanked her supporters, her husband, and Governor Tim Walz, among others. Harris also mentioned President-elect Donald Trump.
Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
For more on the election, see AFN.net. The mainstream media started out election night in a great mood, as if they were at a family wedding or reunion, certain they were going to see the first woman of color president. By the end of the night, it felt more like a funeral. Here's AFN's Steve Jordahl.
Psychologists say when a person suffers a great loss, they go through the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Mainstream media hosts and contributors took that journey on election night once they saw the writing on the wall. First, denial.
I mean, this really was an historic, flawlessly run campaign.
Then anger. Lots of anger.
Republicans in the modern era in politics have been stone cold killers.
Black voters came through for Kamala Harris. White women voters did not.
People knew exactly who they were voting for and what they were getting, so they get what they get.
My point is this.
Some bargaining.
I promise you, this is not the end. And we have to regroup and we have to continue to fight.
Which turned into depression.
Always have a full autopsy, Brian. Whenever you figure out if you lose it, what did we do wrong?
And finally, acceptance, although some mainstream journalists may never get all the way there.
NBC News, ABC News, and CNN have all called Pennsylvania for Donald Trump. This election is over.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
A Pennsylvania conservative activist was pleased but surprised that the key battleground state was called early in last night's election. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Leading up to last night's historic vote in Pennsylvania, many election watchers were concerned that there would be some of the same kind of voter irregularities that plagued the 2020 campaign. And it was also believed that the final results would be delayed, perhaps for several days. Diane Gramley is president of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
I am surprised that the Commonwealth was called as early as it was, 1:30 or 2 o'clock, I think, this morning. Actually, I think the whole race was called by 2 o'clock. But Pennsylvania was the first of the three main blue wall states that was called, so I was very, very pleased with those results.
But Gramley was very surprised, though, that no shenanigans happened.
In a way, surprised, but really relieved. But I do know that President Trump, for example, we had 500 attorneys in Philadelphia, and there was at least one Trump poll watcher in each precinct in Philadelphia. So there were eyes on everything that took place here in Pennsylvania. And I don't think the left thought they'd be able to get away with what they did in 2020, because Trump people were prepared for whatever was going to happen.
I'm Chad Groening.
And reaction continues to come in from Donald Trump's victory last night. Daniel Horowitz, senior editor at The Blaze, joined Jenna Ellis in the morning.
There's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide from the mandate Republicans got. Now, you might say, well, that's a good thing. You know, why would you want to run or hide from it? Well, you know, the GOP is as the GOP does. So, you know, from our perspective as conservatives, I think we need to make it clear that the dog finally caught the car. So, you know, there's still a lot outstanding, but Republicans will likely wind up with 55 Senate seats. You know, very hard to imagine that they would have ever achieved that.
He went on to say he believes the Republican Party is the same despite what some of the media say. He said some of the new senators coming in are like Bush Republicans. That's all our time for now. You can always find more news online at AFN.net. We appreciate your listening. I'm Robert Thornton.